the news.
BBC News with Ian Purdon. Share prices around the world have plunged as investors despaired about the prospects of rapid action by governments to address the credit crisis. London closed down almost 8% and Frankfurt and Paris saw similar collapses. Markets as far apart as Russia, Brazil and India all took hits. The main index in New York, the Dow Jones, fell by 8% at one point, before closing down 3%. Andrew Walker reports from Washington.
While shares dived, President Bush tried to give reassurance. The economy is going to be just fine in the long run, he said. But stock market investors are very nervous about the economic outlook for the coming months. Most of them thought the Bush administration's rescue package necessary to address the problems in the banking system. But now the legislation is in place, they realise there'll be a delay before the purchase of problem financial assets will begin. The administration is moving ahead with the task, however. A former Goldman Sachs investment banker has been appointed to the Treasury to oversee it. The idea of the asset purchases is to improve conditions in the credit markets where banks have become very nervous of lending. For now, at least, interest rates in those markets remain high, which means the hoped-for easing has not really begun.
European governments have been trying to reassure investors that the financial system is stable. The French President, Nicolas Sarkozy, issued a statement on behalf of all 27 European Union countries.
Nous déclarons, chef d'État et chef de gouvernement, que chacun d'entre nous.
Heads of state and government state that each of us will take all measures necessary to ensure the stability of the financial system, be it through injecting liquidity from the central banks, through measures targeted at specific banks, or by enhanced steps to protect deposits. Not one person with deposits in our country's banks has suffered any losses, and we shall continue to take the measures required to protect the system as well as savers.
But the statement also suggested the crisis would be handled differently by each country, and correspondents say Europe's fragmented response to the crisis so far has done little to reassure investors. In Iceland, where the banks have been coming under the severest pressure of all, the Prime Minister, Geir Haarder, has warned that the country is facing national bankruptcy. He said his government was prepared to take control of all Iceland's banks if necessary.
In a situation like this, it's every man for himself. Every country for itself. Everybody's taking care of their best interests. That's what we're doing. We're making sure that we have a functioning bank system. We're taking the interest of the population as a whole ahead of the interest of the banks and their shareholders, providing the economy here with a functioning payments and liquidity system.
The Icelandic Parliament is in emergency session debating new legislation to give the government sweeping powers over the financial sector. It follows the suspension of the Icelandic Stock Exchange. World News from the BBC. The United Nations is evacuating its remaining foreign aid workers from the Somali town of Baidoa as the security situation worsens. In the capital Mogadishu, at least 11 people died when government forces and Islamist insurgents exchanged mortar fire. Mark Doyle has this report.
Well-placed humanitarian sources who asked not to be named told the BBC that the UN had begun evacuating its expatriate personnel from the town of Baidoa because of fears that the heavy fighting in the capital Mogadishu could spread to other cities. The Islamist and nationalist militias fighting the Ethiopian-backed Somali government know that the United Nations, by its very nature, tends to deal day by day with the government side rather than the insurgents. So fears have been expressed in aid circles that the increasingly bold insurgents could see the UN workers as associated with the government.
The US Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama has attacked his Republican opponent John McCain over links with a 1980s financial scandal. A new internet video being emailed to Obama supporters criticizes Mr. McCain for his connections with the entrepreneur Charles Keating, who was convicted of fraud. China has cancelled military contacts with the United States in protest against Washington's decision to sell a major package of advanced weapons to Taiwan. A spokesman for the U.S. Defense Department said China had cancelled visits by military officials, port calls, and other contacts. A controversial novel about the Prophet Muhammad's child bride has been published in the United States days after the office of the book's British publisher was attacked. Beaufort Books said it was publishing The Jewel of Medina ahead of schedule so it could be assessed on its merits as literature rather than the potential offence it could cause to Muslims. The novel's original publisher, Random House, dropped the book earlier this year. BBC News.